Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
So what are the big takeaways from the trial of Derek Chauvin, which took place right here in Minneapolis, with the jury rendering their decision just this past week? I think the number one thing to take away from this trial is that the death of George Floyd had absolutely nothing to do with race. It wasn't a white versus black issue, but this is what it was and is made to be all about, is race. The whole pretext for the unrest, the protests, the riots, the burning, the looting, the violence, is that the police and the whole system is racist against blacks. But ironically enough, and very tellingly enough, no allegations in the trial, no witnesses, no evidence in the Chauvin background that Derek Chauvin acted with any racial animus against George Floyd, who was black. Otherwise, it would have been brought out in the court case. It would have been an actual hate crime. And yet most media, people on the street, and of course the left, keeps blathering on about this is just the beginning of racial justice, there's much more work to do, and on and on and on. But again, there was nothing about race that even entered one moment of the trial. So the assertion that the police are systemically racist and should be abolished and our society is systemically or thoroughly racist against blacks is just a lie. That's not what this case was about. It was about a police officer using too much force against a man that was handcuffed lying face down on the ground. That's what this was about, whether that was too much force used. So much of this is just blame shifting by both blacks and whites, when the real problem is the disproportionately high crime rate amongst blacks. And that has resulted from the breakdown of the nuclear family amongst the black community. Something like 70% of children are born out of wedlock. There's fatherless homes, rampant abortion, widespread government dependency. All of those things result in chaos and in violence and crime. And by the way, that doesn't just apply to black people. It applies to any skin color. I don't care if you're white or something else. Until the family structure improves, nothing is going to change. In fact, it's going to get worse, because now the black community has been sold a bill of goods that they somehow have immunity. They're victims of this racial and police persecution. So even though they may get more power and position through equity programs, even at reparations, it's not going to change anything. The only thing that's going to change the dynamic in our country is regenerated souls through coming to saving faith in Jesus Christ. That changes your life. That changes your worldview. That changes the way you think and the way you behave. And also churches preaching sound doctrine, teaching people the ways and the doctrines of the Lord. That is where change begins. The second takeaway from this trial was that this was a highly suspect trial, just the way it was structured, with the jury basically being under threat. They should have never have held this trial in Hennepin County, which is the Minneapolis metro area. The jury should for sure have been sequestered and kept from outside media and other information during the trial, but they weren't. The jury knew about the city of Minneapolis going into the trial, just awarding the Floyd family a $27 million settlement, basically an admission of wrongdoing by the police. The jury for sure heard what President Biden said about that he was confident that the jury would come to, quote, the correct decision. The jury knew and likely saw the National Guard and the barricades all around the courthouse and all the threats of riots going on. They likely heard the comments of Congresswoman Maxine Waters saying that people need to be more confrontational. They knew about the other police killing that took place in Brooklyn Center, just north of Minneapolis. So they knew all these things. This kind of highly compromised environment, you can't hold a fair trial on that. This trial should have been moved out of the county, maybe even to another state. The third takeaway is that Derek Chauvin should have been convicted, but I think he was over-convicted. Based on the evidence presented, and I watched much of the closing arguments made by both sides. Derek Chauvin, the police officer, used way too much force.
This has been a short take from The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about The Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.